Nolte, Fox, MSNBC gained viewers, KNLA lost 25% of primetime audience. By John Nolte on October 5, 2023. Compared to this same week last year, Fox News increased its primetime audience by 1%, and MSNBC increased its audience by 28%. In comparison, CNN, a far-left propaganda outlet that spreads conspiracy theories and violence, lost 25% of its primetime audience. Emphasis added with unbridled glee. How did Fox News, MSNBC and CNN fare relative to the year-ago week? One which featured live and breaking news concerning Hurricane Ian. Well, Fox News posted year-over-year gain of plus 1% in total primetime viewers but a minus 8% drop-off in the primetime demo. The network is still trending in the wrong direction when it comes to total day viewing, shedding minus 20% in total day viewers and minus 32% in the total day demo. MSNBC gained plus 28% in total primetime viewers, plus 21% in the primetime demo, plus 21% in total day viewers and plus 17% in the total day demo from the same week in 2022. CNN, on the other hand, post year-over-year losses across audience measurements. The network is minus 25% in total primetime viewers, minus 37% in the primetime demo, minus 29% in total day viewers and minus 38% in the total day demo versus the week of September 26, 2022. You can laugh at Fox News gaining only a single percentage point, and I love to laugh at Fox News, but keep in mind that 1. Fox's ratings are already high, and 2. Fox still gained 1% after losing Tucker Carlson. I think MSNBC's 28% gain is CNN's loss. Yes, MSNBC is every bit as left-wing as CNN. But 1. CNN lies about its very identity by posing as objective. And 2. CNN's on-air anchors are the most unappealing group of people ever collected before a television camera. No one enjoys being lied to, even leftists. So when CNN tells you it is objective and still does this. Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Global warming hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegal aliens hoax. NASCAR news hoax. The Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. MAGA assaulted Paul Pelosi hoax. COVID lab leak theory is racist hoax. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation hoax. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves hoax. COVID deaths are overcounted as a conspiracy theory hoax. Mass graves of Native children in Canada hoax. Who wants that? Here's the breakdown for all of last week. Total primetime viewers, demo viewers. Fox News, 179,274,000. MSNBC, 516,138,000. KNLA, 574,000 to 113,000. Total day viewers, demo viewers. Fox News, 199,148,000. MSNBC, 943,000 to 95,000. KNLA, 477,000 to 87,000. Oh, glory be. CNN is doomed. CNN is solely dependent on the money 60 million idiots pay to their cable/satellite company every month. If CNN is on your cable package, you are subsidizing CNN. But CNN is doomed once enough people cancel their cable, which is inevitable in less than a decade. There will not be enough money coming in from the cable TV con to keep CNN alive, and CNN will never survive on merit, meaning revenue based on advertising based on viewership. No one watches CNN. Remember CNN's streaming service, CNN Plus? It lasted 4 weeks. Why? Because a streaming service has to survive on merit, and no one likes CNN. For over 10 years, I have told you that the cable TV con was the one-legged stool holding up the entire left-wing entertainment world and that canceling your cable or satellite package was the most effective way to hurt the fascists who hate us. Well, people are canceling by the millions, and it is all falling apart, especially at the Disney grooming syndicate. Here are a couple of experts confirming everything I've been saying and predicting for more than a decade, emphasis again mine. In 2011, Disney made $40 billion in overall revenue. Media networks, that is essentially the cable bundle, most of which was ESPN or much of which was ESPN, was $19 billion of that $40 billion. So almost 50% of revenue was coming from the cable bundle. If you look at operating income, so revenue minus operating expenses, total operating income in 2011 for Disney was nearly $9 billion. Media networks, that's the cable bundle, was $6 billion, 75% of operating income. Hollywood has been decimated by the rise of streaming. At Disney, Warner Brothers Discovery, Paramount, and Sony, profits on TV, film, and streaming went from $23 billion in 2013 to about zero in 2023. Nothing tells this story more clearly than a brief history of Disney. In the early 2000s, Disney under CEO Bob Iger went on one of the most extraordinary runs in modern business history. ESPN was the most valuable network in the cable bundle, but today, Disney's stock is at a 9-year low. Operating margins are down 75%. Disney Plus lost $4 billion last year. If you're complaining about Hollywood propaganda and media propaganda and still subscribing to cable or satellite TV, you are doing more to prop up people who hate you than anyone else. You want to see CNN and Disney diminished, humbled, and maybe even forced to provide content for normal people? Cancel your cable package, dummy. If you have internet access, you have a ton of free TV available to you through streaming channels like Tubi, Pluto, the Roku channel, and Freevee. You gotta be a real cluck to still pay for television. And if you're a conservative or Christian or in any way normal, you gotta be a real cuck. John Nolte's debut novel Borrowed Time is available to order, including Kindle and Audible. Amazon reviews are appreciated and helpful.